2 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class for a Tuesday coming your way. A beautiful Tuesday around Eastern Iowa right here on KGYM. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. Joe Rivera will join us. Some football news to kick around today. A little bit of NBA news as well. NFL schedules come out tomorrow. That was talked about today and released today by the National Football League. A lot to get to. It's a Tuesday edition of the gym class presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM. And from our studios in the Southwest Side and wherever you may be listening, we welcome you in. It is a gym class for a Tuesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Cedar Rapids, and Iowa City, respectively. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Ken O'Keefe, one of the coaches meeting the media today down in Iowa City. We'll talk a little bit about Iowa Hawkeye football as well, coming your way here on the program today. As I mentioned, wherever you're listening to us, I have a feeling that it might be out doing some yard work, could be out doing some just going out with nature, jogging. I know some folks are on the golf course today.
Some of the rusty nails are going out to the golf course.
I know, and yeah. I am so jealous. And maybe we should enact a law that says, no, the Rusty Nails can't play golf until after the season, because we already got two guys in the DL. We can't afford any more injuries to this bowling team. So take it easy on the carts, gentlemen, today. And if you're out there, we do appreciate you tuning in. Either through 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3, KGYM Radio app, which is available to you for download, or KGYMRadio.com. We do appreciate it. Lots to get to. NBA, biggest comeback in playoff history. Down 31 last night. The Los Angeles Clippers come back. You heard that game right here on KGYM. Boogie Cousins out for a while, it looks like, with a torn left quad. And who knows about Kevin Durant's future in the Bay Area. So maybe this is the last hurrah for the Golden State Warriors. We'll see how that plays out. A chance for maybe the biggest hockey upset in playoff history to come to fruition tonight. If the regular season champion Tampa Bay Lightning lose again to Columbus, the number one seed overall, number one seed in the East, down 3-0, and have not shown up for their first round playoff series. We'll see how it goes tonight. Lots of interesting things in the old sports world, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Biggest thing to hit Columbus, perhaps, since Urban Meyer decided to teach a bogus class.
What are you saying out there? We got more NBA basketball coming your way tonight at KGYM. We'll see what the encore performance is tonight from Portland, as the Trail Blazers will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And we'll have that one for you tonight, 9 o'clock as well, late night with NBA action from ESPN Radio. That'll be on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. It'll be joined up after Twins baseball on 107.5 FM. The Twins and the Blue Jays coming up tonight from what should be a very beautiful Target Field. Probably the first really nice spring night of the year up in the Twin Cities tonight.
Yeah, especially after on the heels of, 10, 12 inches of snow within the last week. So looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it indeed. That'll be coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll join up on 107.5 FM. Mark's a little bit melancholy today. Bear tight end Zach Miller officially calling it a career. He has announced his retirement today from the National Football League.
Well, he was a decent tight end, not a great one. But he served the Bears well and had some injuries. So he's going to hang it up, but he doesn't play defense, so I think the defense is just fine.
Everything's okay then? Everything's fine? We're going to come out of this okay?
Yeah, and we're going to find out tomorrow officially that the Bears and Packers are going to open the season on Thursday night. Is that right?
Correct. September the 5th.
At Soldier's Field.
Is it at Chicago? I don't believe
that to be the case, okay. But we'll find out tomorrow.
Should be in Chicago, I would think.
Yeah.
Yes, the NFL will release a schedule tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We've bantered on this the last few years and talked about it. Is this a big deal or not a big deal?
It's a big deal because you calculate how many times the Cowboys are on primetime TV.
Well, yes, and I will have my annual survey, and it will be 6, so I can already assure you of that.
Chiefs should be on a bunch.
Chiefs should be on 6 as well. Bears should be on 6.
Patriots will be on a bunch.
Patriots should be on a bunch. They'll be out there. The Saints will be on a bunch. The ones I don't understand are the New York Giants. They'll be on a bunch.
Rams?
Well, the Rams deserve to be on a bunch. They deserve to be on a bunch. But there'll be other teams that you just scratch your head going, why are they on 5 times? And, yep, that'll be... No, actually, that'll be Thursday. Something to look forward to on Thursday. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, and a place for families meet up again and again for a quick lunch, to catch a game after work, or just bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM.
And we have the Hertzine & Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600, or our phone line, Kyle Mann across the glass, producing today's show. David and Hudson, heretofore going to be referred to as David the Rancher, listening today from the tractor doing field work.
Very nice, David. You're probably not the only one doing that as well.
God bless you, farmers, and things have dried out apparently.
Ready to get out
to
there.
To a manageable extent.
Yeah, ready to get out there and get after it. Maybe a little bit later than usual, but still gonna be fine. And thanks to, like you said, thanks to David and all the terrific farmers out there. We do appreciate you and what you do, and for listening as well. Iowa Football Complex today. Two more coaches meeting the media. Coaches Copeland and O'Keefe were on the dais today. Copeland talking about his wide receivers. Ken O'Keefe talking about his quarterback, who will be around for the third consecutive year. And not a lot of earth-shattering things. A few players were available for the media today as well, and we're going to hear from some of the Hawkeyes coming up in a bit. Kyle's going to come in and let us know what he found out today. What Coach Copeland talked about, and Kyle can address this as well, talking about the wide receivers, is two guys, Tyrone Tracy Jr. and maybe even more, Nico Regani, who were talked about a lot by Coach Copeland today, weren't they?
Yeah, very much so. I know Copeland made, you know, a lot of comments, but from what I understand, he echoed a lot of what Brandon Smith and even Geno Stone, the safety, spent a lot of time talking about this morning. I cut up all that audio. That's all I've gotten through. And my impression is that Tyrone Tracy and Nico Regani have really made a name for themselves. And the thing that, you know, Tyrone Tracy was a guy who people thought, you know, maybe works his way onto the field last year as a freshman. He's just that talented. You can see it in his high school tape. He's a great athlete. He's very quick, just kind of that electric guy that a lot of Iowa fans probably wish that they would have. So it's interesting today to hear Brandon Smith saying that Tyrone Tracy attempted to give himself a nickname of Sweet Feet because, you know, he's so electric and all that. But Brandon Smith said, no. You are not Sweet Feet. Nico Regani is Sweet Feet, who's just a, you know, he also early enrolled last year. I believe he and Tracy both did. But Nico Regani, from his tape, I actually remember watching this with one of the callers of ours. I watched this tape with Wally on the line with me. And Nico Regani's got a certain attitude to him, and you can, that honestly is what pops out to him pops out to me from his high school tape. And so if he is as quick and as athletic as people are making him out to be, Nico Regani could really come on as a player.
I always thought it was Regani, but it is Regani apparently.
That's how that's how I'm reading it. But at any rate, if
he and Tyrone Tracy progress as the coaches think they will and believe they will, add in Amir Smith, Marset, and Brandon Smith, you could have a pretty good core of receivers.
Mm-hmm. And one wild card with Tracy is that Brandon Smith said Tracy has, he's got several different receiver positions understood, so you can put him all over the field. He also mentioned that Tyrone Tracy is familiar with some of the running back duties. So Tyrone Tracy, you know, regaining it, especially probably coming out of the slot as your Nick Easley, Tyrone Tracy also very much a one of the, guy to be
one of those DBs I heard said Regani was tougher to defend than Nick Easley.
Yeah, there was a lot of things said about that. They said Regani is, I believe it was Geno Stone said Regani is playing better right now than Nick Easley did at the same time. And he also, Geno Stone also called Nico Regani impossible to guard.
Really?
So yeah, they're laying it on thick with these two.
Certainly the opportunity is there for those two guys. If there is a position on the Iowa football team, it seems like we've been talking about this the last 5-6 years. It is possibilities at the wide receiver position. And it seems like Iowa just has not had that breakout one guy or breakout two guys, like I said, over the last 5 or 6 years. So the opportunity is there. And that's the one thing. The one thing I will miss with the spring game, Mark, is seeing, you know, the annual Mr. April. Because there's always somebody that jumped out that you had no idea was even on the football team, and all of a sudden, there they were, starring in the spring game.
Who may or may not carry it over to the fall.
Correct. Now, there have been guys on both sides of that fence that have done that over the years. Remember Devin Harbert's way back when. I don't know why Devin Harbert's just sticks out, but just does. I have a soft spot in my heart for guys from Walnut, Iowa, I guess. 319-366-1614, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Ken O'Keefe was in a very joyful mood today. He was cracking Easter jokes, Easter bunny jokes. I'm not going to regale you with the Easter bunny jokes, but apparently he was telling Easter bunny jokes today down at the Iowa football complex. That's what happens when you have a 3-year starter at quarterback. You have a lot of time to think about Easter bunny jokes.
Well, on the quarterback front, O'Keefe said the number 2 slot will not be decided probably until the end of spring.
Correct.
And the only other news that I extracted from things actually came last night at the Polk County I Club in Des Moines. Amani Jones, former linebacker, now being tested on the defensive line. He's out the rest of the spring with an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm. He was a cash guy, the new man to go into the Amani Hooker position. I beg your pardon. He was the one going to the defensive line.
Right.
I beg your pardon. So Ojemudia is the guy moving into the cash position. He also talked earlier today. We'll have audio from now through 7 o'clock tonight from Iowa football media availability down in Iowa City today. 15 minutes past the hour of 3, NFL football news. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit because somebody got paid today. But before we talk some baseball here at 3:15, as we mentioned, starting things off as far as the NBA, and I'm not the biggest NBA fan in the world, but I got to tell you this, it was very interesting to see. Because it just doesn't happen very often when a team comes back from a 31-point deficit, especially in the National Basketball Association, where a lot of times, even in the playoffs, if you're down by that margin, a lot of teams might just pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the injury to Cousins, with L.A. and the Clippers coming back from 31, tying that series at 1 in the best of 7, now it's a little bit interesting out there. It's just not going to be going through the motions of this first round like it is so many years in the NBA.
Apparently not. That was a shocker. I mean, it's one thing to be down 20. 31 points is a lot.
Especially on the road.
Yeah, in the NBA. Any level. We saw terrific comebacks in the college basketball season, but you don't often see it in the NBA.
No, and interestingly enough, the reporter's talking about the fact that Steph Curry and the rest of the Warriors just sitting there a half hour after the game still, kind of in stunned silence, just not moving after the Clippers came back from 31. It's a long series. It's a long playoff, as we know, as far as the NBA is concerned. Even a little bit longer in hockey because they take 3 or 4 days off between games sometimes. Hockey, at least they play every other day. It's a little bit better out there. So see how that plays out. 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and we're going to talk some NFL football with you. Not only the schedules coming out tomorrow night, but also talk about a little bit of a payday coming up. We'll do that here in just a little bit. But we're going to take a little bit of an early break, come back, and then Joe Rivera is going to join us. And we'll talk some Major League Baseball with Joe as we're a couple weeks now, 2.5 weeks or so into the season. Starting to see a few trends, good and bad. So we'll talk about that with Joe when we come back. It is Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. 70-plus degrees in eastern Iowa. Enjoy it. Take us with you. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Back with more after this.
Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative is committed to providing electricity that's reliable, cost-effective, and sustainable. Did you know nearly 60% of their electricity comes from emission and carbon-free resources? That minimizes the impact on our natural environment, which is good for everybody. How does Linn County REC do this? With their generation mix. It's a diverse fuel mix of coal, nuclear, hydro, landfill gas generation, wind, solar, natural gas, and oil energy resources. When Linn County REC members switch on a light or the computer, they know they're using more sustainable and environmentally friendly power. And with such a variety of energy sources in the mix, it also means increased reliability across a broad spectrum of conditions, including severe weather here in Iowa. The generation mix is good stuff, and just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative. Are you remodeling your home? Do your window sashes show signs of rot, or do you feel drafts through closed windows? Replace those old windows with the all-new Alexander Lumber Window Line. All the windows in this line come standard with premium features, including a flex screen, lifetime warranties, and much more in an array of colors and finishes. Learn more about this new, affordable, high-quality, stylish line of windows at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and at Alexander Lumber, just 2 miles down the road at 2802 Independence Drive.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
Blazers snag a win at home and put immediate pressure on the Thunder to respond in Game 2. The NBA playoffs continue.
Tonight starting at 9 o'clock on 106.3 and 1600 AM KGYM.
We are going to talk some Major League Baseball with Joe Rivera. We've had to push him back just a little bit, so about 12 minutes or so we'll be talking with Joe Rivera. Get his thoughts about the world of Major League Baseball. Twins and the Blue Jays coming your way tonight. 107.5 FM. We'll join up with that at 7 o'clock. Twins are starting their April games, I believe, at 6:40 now, Mark. So a little bit earlier start for that. But
Not missing a whole lot
as far as that goes. Also have, all this week, including today, your chance to win tickets to see Cody Jenks at the McGrath Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale right now for that Saturday, June 1st concert. Again, at the McGrath Amphitheater. Get out there and support his album, Lifers. Cody Jenks coming to Cedar Rapids on June the 1st. We'll have your opportunity to pick up those tickets here before 4 o'clock today. So before we talk Major League Baseball, a little NFL. We mentioned the schedules come out tomorrow night. It's already been leaked that the Bears and the Packers are going to play on opening night. Also, the leaks are going to come out hot and heavy tomorrow. They're probably going to know who's going to be on Thanksgiving. You're probably going to know who's going to be the first Sunday night game. You're probably going to know who's going to be on the first Monday night game. maybe the London game as well. And speaking of that, already a couple of media people in Chicago are tweeting out that the Bears, they know already the date of the Bear-Raider game that's going to be played in London. Yeah. Chiefs gone through that once. Everybody's got to play in London every X number of years. So it's the Bears' turn this year. It's a weird Sunday. I'm going to let you know that right now because you have to get up a whole lot earlier. And it's strange to have a game going on at 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is. It's stranger than the Masters being played.
Well, if it happens once every few years, so be it.
Yeah. So that's already been given out. So, like I said, more of those coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, Bears hosting the Packers on September 5th. Okay.
All right. We'll have that game for you right here on KGYM, I'm sure. I can't go out on a limb 100% on that, but Westwood One, of course, bringing you primetime NFL coverage right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600, Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Chance to win the Cody Jinks tickets coming up in just a little bit. We had a big payday. Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, gave the Seahawks an ultimatum, said, you need to come up with a decision by April the 15th, or I'm going to be not playing for the Seattle Seahawks more than likely. And Seattle gave him the money, and a whole lot of money. And now people are speculating what this is going to do to the quarterback market here in the next few years, because you've got a lot of big-time quarterbacks whose contracts are going to be up in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. What, $40 million around there for Russell Wilson?
He's going to get a $65 million signing bonus. The contract is for $140 million, and I think around $35 million a year. The highest-paid player in the National Football League for the time being.
And you asked me the question. Is Russell Wilson worth all that money?
Well, Seattle thinks so. And he's got very good career stats, almost sneaky in my mind. Maybe it's because we live in the Midwest and he's out in Seattle, and we may not watch as many games as we probably should, but he's a 64% career passer. He's got 196 touchdown passes against 63 picks. He's been to the Pro Bowl 6 times out of the last 7 years, which in and of itself is not a huge deal. But he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's had a very good career.
He can run.
He can run.
He can get you first down with his legs. He can get you first down with his arm. Dual threat guy.
Patrick Mahomes puts up another year like he did last year. What's he going to command?
$50 million a year.
Dak Prescott won't get that kind of money, but all of a sudden, his scale has been risen.
Carson Wentz, the same thing. They're going to be the next two quarterbacks that are going to be coming up, two of the bunch anyway. And it's going to be interesting to see Dak Prescott's market. If you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you out there, NFL fans, 319-366-1600 on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line or the phone line. But I'd put Russell Wilson ahead of Dak Prescott. At this point, Russell Wilson had the best scenario coming out of Wisconsin. That was he came to an elite NFL team. He came to an elite NFL team with the most elite defense and a terrific running game. He didn't have to do a whole lot. He got a turnkey situation to go in and do very, very well, and he did. You got to give him credit. And he has also proven that he can win some games for you coming back. He's kind of up and down a little bit. I think that's an awful lot, though, and it sets the bar very, very high for future quarterbacks.
Let me put it this way, and it's a weird way to put it. I would never pick him my first quarterback in a fantasy football league. And maybe I should rethink that. I don't know.
How about top five? Top 10 for sure. How about top 5?
Well, I hate to rank them, but you know that kid in Indianapolis is pretty good.
Baker Mayfield
with his weapons that he's going to have.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Don't give up on Rodgers.
Don't give up on Aaron Rodgers. Don't give up. Well, Jared Goff's still very young out there. There's a lot of good quarterbacks out there. And now the bar has been set at, you know, somewhere between, what, $35 and over $40 million a year for Russell Wilson. So
on the text line, a couple texts, comments in that regard, 86-83. Any professional athlete that makes a paycheck and a big paycheck is getting exactly what they deserve if a team is willing to pay it. Those last few words, very important, 86-83. Mr. Cheeks.
Hello, Mr. Cheeks.
Formerly known as Ryan and Walford. If Wilson is worth $160 million, the Pat Mahomes deal should get Trout money. I know you got to pay the guy, but I don't see them making any deep runs in the near future. When he won his Super Bowl, they boasted about the good defense.
Like I said, he had a turnkey situation. He came in with a terrific, terrific defense. And, yeah, you have to still be the guy. And he was the guy. If you recall, Russell Wilson was picked in the late rounds, did not even look like he was going to be the starting quarterback. Seattle had signed a big-time free agent. I can't remember off the top of my head who it is. Maybe Kyle and you can help me out. Or the text line is going to help me out first. And he came
quarterback.
Quarterback. Came in there and took over the spot. Never gave the guy a sniff. So you have to give him credit for that.
Was the kid that used to be in Green Bay and then went to Seattle? Matt Flynn?
Flynn. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Very good.
Is that correct?
Well, Flynn. I know it was Flynn. Very good, Mark. Top notch.
Can't remember if I locked the door on the way out, but that came out.
I don't know. $40 million. I mean, I think I'm not saying that these NFL players are not worth it. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that you're setting the bar higher and higher and higher. And I am hoping upon hope that Patrick Mahomes keeps what he's doing in Kansas City. And if that is the case, then you know Mahomes is going to get, he's got to be $50 million when he's up for his contract about 3 or 4 years down the line. I think it's 4 years down the line. I think the three, and then the Chiefs have another year they can extend.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes, I think his base salary, he's doing fine. Kyle and I looked it up earlier today. He's making over $4 million a year with the signing bonus, but his base salary is like $625,000 a year. But that signing bonus is what puts you up over the top.
Russell Wilson, a two-star recruit coming out of high school, was drafted in the third round with the 75th overall pick in the 2012 draft.
Yeah. 319-366-1600.
He was a Kyler Murray before Kyler Murray, too.
Yes,
maybe
he was.
Not quite as good, but he's a good baseball player.
Yep, at North Carolina State. Left the Wolfpack, went up to Wisconsin, and he was pretty much the very first big-time senior graduate transfer, if you recall. He kind of set the bar for NCAA sports, and now it seems like everybody's doing it. By the way, speaking of more coming and goings in the world of NCAA basketball, Virginia, Kyle Guy is going to go into the draft, but it looks like he is not going to hire an agent, and there's a chance that he is going to come back to the University of Virginia. Hunter is out at Virginia. He is going to go into the draft. That was another one that came out late yesterday. Oh, Zion Williamson is going to go into the NBA draft, Mark. Are you shocked by that one? No.
No.
And Rick Barnes came out today and said if UCLA would have paid for the buyout, he would have left Tennessee to go to Westwood. Didn't, so he stays at Tennessee.
And he's better off there.
I would imagine, yes. And Porter Moser looks like his days in the Missouri Valley are numbered. It looks like he is all but solidified as a new coach at St. John's in the Big East, which is probably a good move for him because what more can he do at Loyola? If he falls off now, his coaching pedestal will never be higher.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he takes Loyola to the NCAA tournament for the next 5 years and loses in the first round, not his reputation, but at least his coaching acumen is not is going to go down. You got to strike while the iron is hot, and I think that's what Porter Moser is doing right now. 3:32. Let's go ahead and give you an opportunity right now to pick up our tickets. We're giving them away all this week, country music fans out there. Cody Jenks is coming to the McGrath Amphitheater on Saturday, June 1st. Tickets are on sale right now, and we got a pair of tickets for you to win right now just by being caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. We hope for a day that's as nice as this when he arrives. It should be all right on June 1st. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I think it should be okay. So caller 6, 319-366-1600. Kyle's going to get your information. Tickets on sale right now. Cody Jenks and the Lifers Tour. We'll take a break, come back, let you know who our winner is. Also come back, Joe Rivera. We'll talk some Major League Baseball with us right after this.
Rolling Stone calls it rule-breaking country music. Cody Jenks in concert, Saturday, June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater with special guests Ward Davis and Alex Williams. Tickets are on sale now and expected to sell out. Get your ticket at CodyJenks.com. Don't miss Cody Jenks, Saturday, June 1st at McGrath Amphitheater. Produced by True Grit Presents.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Every morning, the McDonald's kitchen is a symphony. A sizzling, toasty McMuffin symphony. Cue the eggs! While other grab-and-go breakfast sandwiches are kind of one note. It's time to wake up breakfast. Wake up your breakfast with a fresh cracked egg on every McMuffin sandwich every day at McDonald's.
Guys, don't miss Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale with 50 to 70% savings on the season's best new trends. Find the brands you love, the fit and style you want for every occasion. The savings are incredible, like 60% off designer suits and separates. Check out a great selection of spring sport coats for just $99.99. Take 55% off dress shirts and designer dress pants are just $29.99. Macy's Men's Semi-Annual Suiting Sale is going on now. Savings on regular prices, exclusions apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 5 quarts and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus get a $15 gift card and 150 O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Twins and the Blue Jays, game 2 of a 4-game series coming up Tuesday night at Target Field. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Kyle Gibson goes for the Twins. Aaron Sanchez opposes for Toronto. On your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Congratulations going out to Craig in North Liberty. He's going to go see Cody Jenks at the amphitheater in Cedar Rapids, the McGrath Amphitheater on Saturday, June the 1st. And more chances for you to win coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with us on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Twins baseball, as you heard tonight, Twins and the Blue Jays on the North Gym, 107.5 FM. 9 o'clock NBA basketball. It'll be Portland hosting Oklahoma City Game 2 of that series coming up tonight. That begins at 9 o'clock right here on KGYM from ESPN Radio. Joe Rivera is set to join us right now to talk some Major League Baseball. Give him a follow on Twitter at Joe Rivera SN. Joe with the sporting news, of course, and joins us here on a Tuesday edition of the program. And Joe, good afternoon. How you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Not as well as Christian Yelich, though.
He's otherworldly, right? He's something else. He really is. And the funny thing is, a lot of people didn't really project him to be this good. A lot of people thought that, you know, with Stanton, Ozuna would probably be the next one up. But Yelich has been just on another planet, and it's going back to last year now. He's just so fun to watch. He's a throwback. He's an old-school type player, too. Doesn't really buy into the launch angle. He doesn't have uppercut in the swing. He's a shoulder-to-shoulder swinger. Hits pitches up around his eyes. He's lanky. He's fast. He's fun. He's fun defensively. I love watching this guy play, man.
Joe, I was watching the my Twins against the Jays last night, and Matt Shoemaker was on the mound for the Blue Jays. And as you know, this is a guy that had a terrific year about, what, 5-6 years ago with the Angels. Great record, great ERA. And now it's a change of scenery for him. And my question to you is, you know, Jake Arrieta had that when he went from Baltimore to the Cubs and had a couple great years. Are you a subscriber that the change of scenery can make a difference for players?
I definitely think it can. I think one of the most recent examples of that is Justin Verlander, right? A lot of people kind of wrote him off in Detroit, saying he was on the backside, back nine of his career. He didn't really have a lot left, you know. But I just think a lot of how bad Detroit was in his last few years there kind of got to him a little bit. He's obviously a fiery guy. He wants to win. Goes over to the Houston, and he's a key cog in a World Series championship. So I think that a change of scenery in a game that's as human as baseball, where emotions really matter and who your teammates are matter, and you're with these guys 250 days out of the year, and you're eating the same food in the same clubhouse, sitting in the same seat at the same locker, but that can get stale for guys. So I think once if a guy needs it, if he needs to change a team, if he goes somewhere else, I think that definitely helps.
I have to puff my chest out a little bit. We have to talk about Tim Anderson a little bit and the start or the shortstop for the White Sox. I think Tim Anderson, I've always been a Tim Anderson fan, and he's been kicked out of the organization at least three times. Didn't happen. He was going to be replaced by Manny Machado all winter. Did not happen. And all he's doing right now is hitting over 400. And, you know, the White Sox aren't setting the world on fire, but I'm glad to see Tim Anderson finally getting a little bit of recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. And he goes ahead and he hits that home run at Yankee, that grand slam at Yankee Stadium the other day, really. That put the White Sox really over the top. So, yeah, sometimes you got to wait for guys to develop, man. These things don't happen overnight for everybody. Not everybody's going to come up and be Mike Trout. Well, you know, Mike Trout struggled his first 30 games in the majors. But you know, these guys aren't always going to come up and set the world on fire. So a guy like Tim Anderson, who was highly regarded from a lot of people, everybody loved his talent. Everybody loved the way he plays. You know, sometimes these things take time, and you're seeing that now. You hope he can keep it up over the course of an 162-game season. He's certainly doing it now. And taking White Sox fans' minds off of the loss of Manny Machado at least a little bit.
The disabled list is now called the injury list, but it might be called the Yankees roster, Joe. What is going on in New York with the injuries?
Let me tell you, I'm actually at Yankee Stadium right now getting ready for tonight's game. But, you know, you walk into the clubhouse and it's a bunch of guys that you've never seen before, you know. And now Craig Bird is the last guy. Greg Bird is the next guy to hit the IL. But, yeah, I wish I could tell you that it's really something else. Gary Sanchez, obviously, Giancarlo Stanton on the IL. Greg Bird is the latest on the IL. Tulowitzki, Didi. I mean, these aren't guys who were just meddling players who are bench guys. These are guys that the Yankees were relying on this year. And I think that's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is you have to look at the way some of these guys that they're relying on at this point haven't really produced. Jay Happ has been bad this year. James Paxton, who is expected to be the number two starter and really the stopper, hasn't been good this year either. Chad Green has had a pretty rough year, another arm in their bullpen. Dellin Betances is out, so they're relying on him a little bit more. So I do think that the injuries hurt the Yankees a lot, but I think that the fact that a lot of these guys who they're relying on, the healthy guys, who they expected to be good and productive players for them, haven't really been that so far early in the season.
Good opportunity for Chris Sale to get off the schneid and get his first win, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with Sale, the biggest question is the velocity right now. You look at his average velocity in April last year, and it was in the mid to high 90s, but you're looking at it this year, and it's in the low 90s. He's barely touching 91, 92. So I don't know if it's an injury thing, if he's dealing with something right now, or if he's dealing with mechanics issues right now. But, yeah, this is definitely an opportunity for Sale coming back here after clinching in New York in the postseason last year and the ALDS to really get on a roll now. I think Boston's offense has shown signs of life over the last few games. I know that didn't go well for them yesterday's game, but I do like what they're doing offensively. And these guys are, unlike the Yankees, these guys actually have the benefit of being healthy right now. So I think that the Red Sox are ready. They're prime, but they're going to need a lot from their rotation. Some they haven't seen a lot from so far this year.
Well, with that being said here, Joe, Mookie Betts has stepped up and said, you know, I'm taking a little bit of responsibility. I haven't gotten off to the start that I need to get off to for this team anyway. Not panicking as of yet, certainly 6.5 games out, but at least I guess somewhere between panic and just being an everyday type of situation.
Yeah, I think that you have to look at it as, like I said, the Red Sox are a healthy team right now, right? All of their guys who they're relying on, Betts and JD and the rotation, everybody who they're expecting to be players this year are all healthy. So I think that's where a little bit of the panic comes from, or at least the sense of urgency. So I think that Boston knows what they're doing. Alex Cora is a guy that's not going to let the pressure get to this team, especially early in the season. I do think that we've seen how gritty this team can be. We've seen how they can grind and how they can play it out. I think the walk-off last Thursday in Fenway Park did a lot for them mentally. It showed them that they can still win. That's still a talented team. So, yeah, it's early. Both teams coming into this game tonight haven't been what they've expected to be early in the season, but I think Boston is on the right track. It's still way too early to panic.
Interesting development in Los Angeles last night, Joe, I thought anyway. Yasiel Puig, who's now in Cincinnati, those in the Dodger organization said, some anyway, said if he gave a damn, he'd still be with the Dodgers. And what does Puig do in the first inning? Hits a bomb off Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, that's Puig in a nutshell, right? I mean, no matter how much he's dogged it throughout his career, people have said that, no matter how bonehead plays he's made in his career, but he's always had that flair for the dramatic. We saw it in the postseason. We saw it last night. So, yeah, I think I don't know what happened there in L.A. with Puig, but you heard it over the last few years that it seems that the front office there and maybe even teammates got a little tired of his antics, whatever those antics may be. But I think last night kind of proved, it kind of showed you what he can do in a big spot. He's never shied away from it. The tongue's always wagging. The bat's always flipping. So Puig is who he is. He's in a different place right now. But I think last night kind of showed you what he can do in those spots. And it also kind of showed you why he's with another team right now.
Joe Rivera joining us, 3:45 here on the Gym Class, a Tuesday edition here on KGYM. As good as Seattle's start was, lo and behold, Houston has caught him. And here are the Astros once again.
Shocking, right? Absolutely shocking. Let me tell you, I thought the Astros were going to finish last in this anomaly. But, you know, the Astros, they're just too good of a team, man. And we saw it coming. After that, you know, the 2015 season or the 2016 season where they made it to the wild card game with Chris Carter and hitting all these home runs and really thinking that they were going to do some damage there. And they were way ahead of schedule. And then you saw it really start to come together. And you knew, just looking at Jose Altuve and Correa and Bregman, you knew that this was a team that was built to win for a long, long time. So, you know, I do think the Mariners have put together something real interesting there. I have to offer an apology to Jerry DePoto because I was very, very critical of him before the season with his constant reimagining of lineups and roster moves and when is it going to bear fruit. And I think you're starting to see that now, and they have a more clear direction of what they want to be. Still think the Astros are the best team in the West, but I think if the Mariners pitching can hold up, which I think is the biggest question for them right now. Marco Gonzalez at the top of that rotation, he's been pretty good for them, and he's been pretty legit. But I think that if he can kind of anchor that rotation, and if they can keep hitting home runs like they have been throughout the season, I know that last night they didn't have a great offensive night, but if they can keep mashing, they're built to do that right now, I think that they could give the Astros a little bit of a run in the West.
Interesting video out there. Yu Darvish not only hitting a batter, but the umpire and the catcher all on one pitch? That's not my question, Joe, but your thoughts on Yu Darvish going forward based on what you saw in his last outing, or should the Cubs pay attention to what Carlos Zambrano does with the Chicago Dogs?
Man, well, the funny thing is, I guess everybody has kind of known that Zambrano was a bit of a hot dog, right? So it's, I guess it's pretty fitting that he's with the Chicago Dogs. But, you know, Darvish is a little bit concerning, guys. He's had trouble finding the strike zone last night. Had trouble finding the strike zone since he's been with the Cubs. And you saw that last night, too. He walks a guy on four straight pitches to start an inning and four straight fastballs that were 92-93. The next batter, he throws five sliders and he walks them on five pitches. So, you know, I don't know what's happening with Darvish. I think you still maybe have to expect a little bit of rust, but if it doesn't get right quick, that's a scary scene for the Cubs. It really is, considering how much money they're paying him and what they're expecting him to kind of be in that rotation. I don't know if they expected him to be an ace, but they certainly paid him like one. And they're going to need a guy to be that number two behind Lester or be that number one when they really need it. They need a stopper, and he just hasn't been that guy between the injuries and just the ineffectiveness.
Tampa Bay, of course, one of the a very good team and leading the American League East. But Blake Snell now goes on the I almost said DL, the IL there, and hopefully not to, you know, undermine what has been a great start and to take it off the tracks here for Tampa.
Yeah, it really sucks for Tampa to lose Blake Snell for at least just a start. It doesn't sound too serious, but you know, this is exactly the start that Tampa needed to get out to this year. They kind of smell the blood in the water with the Yankees and the Sox, and now those two are going to cannibalize each other. So if Tampa can keep going, and you guys know I love Tampa before the year, I think it's one of those years where the stars kind of align for Tampa. We see that every 4 or 5 years where they do get the hitting and they have the pitching to go along with it. And Tampa, up until I know entering yesterday's games, is one of two teams in Major League Baseball whose starter ERA was actually under two. So that's crazy. That's a crazy number. One of two teams out of 30 teams in Major League Baseball. So I do like Tampa a lot. I know losing Snell for at least a start hurts, but this is, I think this is who they're going to be. And especially with that offense, if Austin Meadows can keep it going, man, that was a great trade for them, trading in the Archer trade. I think Tommy Pham having a full season of him is going to really help too. I think that stars are aligning for Tampa. It could be a fun year, and I think they're going to October, whether it be by division or wild card for sure.
Joe, how much do you like San Diego? Could it be that team with Manny Machado and others that arrives maybe a year early like Philadelphia did last year?
You know, I like them right now. I think that with any young team and akin to Philadelphia last year, who finished 8-20 in September, any young team will hit the wall at some point. I just think that that's something that's natural in baseball. Guys, whether it's pitchers not used to pitching 30 starts a year, innings limits, or guys just not used to the grind of an 162-game season, I think that that catches up with every young team at some point. I'm a little surprised they've got out to such a good start, especially with the way that Marjovicius has pitched for them. He's been something else, man, and he wasn't even a top 30 prospect for them entering this year. So he's been really good. Chris Paddock has been really good, who was one of their top prospects. I like the Padres right now. If you ask me that question in another few months, we're going to probably see what they are really. But if the young kids can keep hitting, if Tatis can keep mashing, and I think just to put a bow on it, the scary part is Machado's been good for them, but Manny Machado hasn't been Manny Machado just yet. I still think he's trying to find his bearings. So I think that a little bit should at least put a little bit of fear in the Dodgers to throw a monkey wrench in that division. I don't think the Padres are going to win it, but at this point right now, I do like what they're doing.
And before we let you go, why can't the Colorado Rockies ever get off to a good start?
Oh, my goodness. I wish I had an answer, my friend. It's unreal. I know I was looking at their numbers through, I think, Sunday, and they had only scored like 45 runs on the season, and that's just that's abysmal, especially for Colorado, given their ballpark and just given their offense, their talent on the offensive side of the ball. I don't understand why. They might be coming around. I think it's something that can change really quick if you're Colorado. I don't think you have a whole lot to worry about. I still think they might be the second best team in that division. You know, we'll see what the Padres are. I don't know. I wish I had an answer. It seems like Nolan Arenado can never get out to a great start. It's tough for him. But the fact that nobody on their offense is hitting right now, that's cause for concern.
Well, the answer is because I picked them to go to the playoffs again. That's why.
Joe, enjoy the Yankees and Red Sox. How could you not?
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you. Joe Rivera. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Joe Rivera SN, from the Sporting News. He's going to get the Yankees and the Red Sox coming up tonight. We'll take, well, again, congratulations to Craig in North Liberty, who picked up the tickets to see Cody Jenks, and he'll be in concert on June the 1st. We're going to take a break, come back, let you know what's coming up tomorrow on the program, and then also Alex or Todd will come in, let us know what's coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn before 4 o'clock here today. Stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks.
Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off.
What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Ever wanted to play golf at the iconic Pinehurst Resort? Now is your chance.
The Wingo Cup Contest brought to you by Dell Small Business. Listen now through April 24th to win. Only with Golic and Wingo. No purchase necessary. Go to ESPNradio.com for official contest rules.
.355 back with you here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. Twins baseball at 7, and then we've got the NBA at 9 o'clock coming up tonight. And Todd Brommelkamp joining us, getting ready for his show here. And Mark wants to have a new segment. We're going to make a call of the week. Last week it was the Springdale Airport, which we may or may not have gotten somebody fired.
Was that last week? It feels like a month ago.
I know. It does, doesn't it? But now Mark wants to call the Chicago Dogs now.
It's too late.
Well, we still got the rest of the week.
They have confirmed it.
That Carlos Zambrano.
Calling Rosemont.
He's only 37.
Home. He's only 37.
Okay.
You got Z on the show?
This seems far-fetched, but we've seen weirder things happen.
He is pointing to Bartolo Colon, who has pitched into his age 45 season. So he says, hey, I'm 37. I hope they pay him in hot dogs. I want to get my hands on the contract. We may or may not mention Carlos Zambrano coming up over the next 3 hours.
Yeah. What else coming up?
Well, we're going to talk a little Twins baseball with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the beat writer who covers the first place Twins in first place by half a game at the moment. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register will be with us too. We'll hear plenty of audio from the Iowa players that were available in Iowa City earlier today, as well as Kelton Copeland and Ken O'Keefe, and perhaps a discussion of food you should or should not purchase at a gas station.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Oh, man.
It's 3 hours.
Oh, man.
Anytime you guys want to do 3 hours, you're more than welcome to trade places.
No, that could be an hour right there.
No, I was just thinking.
Listener engagement.
I was just thinking.
It might be where Alex is.
I was just going to say. We may have had no issues, though. This is just a hypothetical topic.
It's a it's a topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We've all been there. All right. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Did you purchase that DeKalb's payphone yet or not?
No, and that's a great story. You're alluding to a comment I made on Twitter with John Bonenkamp, our friend from the Burlington Hawkeye, who...
He's going to be on with us the next couple days.
We're making our way home. You can have him tell this story on the air. It's no secret, but when I was at the Daily Iowan, I was making my way back from Chicago in the Big Ten basketball tournament the year that Iowa won it, so it would be 2001. And John was on the payphone at the DeKalb Oasis with his boss back in Burlington, and he had just been delivered the news that he was not going to be going to the NCAA tournament to cover the Hawkeyes, and John was not pleased. And that was one of the first interactions that I had ever had with John. And I still tease him to this day about the anger that I witnessed on a payphone, which for your younger listeners out there is a phone that you used to put money into to make a phone call.
Yeah.
You
give it a Google.
You see them around every once in a while.
Give it a Google, kids. Give it a Google.
Look forward to the show, Todd.
All right. Good job. Good stuff. Great, by the way, Armin Kattan yesterday. That was a very, very good interview. And it's up there on
the
podcast.
He wrote a book, you know.
I know that. And he's the guy. You guys had him yesterday. All right, we got Twins baseball coming up tonight. We've got Portland and Oklahoma City, as that will be game two of that particular series. As we mentioned, we could have a colossal upset tonight as well if Columbus wins game four over the Tampa Bay Lightning in hockey. Wouldn't be the first time a number one seed has gotten knocked off, but this would be pretty far-fetched. So we'll see if that plays out to fruition coming up tonight. Game four to be played in Columbus, Ohio, coming up here tonight, and we'll see what happens. Maybe there'll be another 31-point comeback. Maybe a 32-point comeback tonight, as far as the NBA is concerned. We'll see.
Talk to everyone tomorrow.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com, so get your fantasy questions ready to go. Maybe an NFL question or two could be snuck in. We'll see how that plays out. So we'll talk with Chris on the program. And then sometime in the next 2 days, we're going to talk to John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye, talk a little bit of Iowa football, and also talk a little UNI football coming up in the next couple days as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. KGYM.